Because I graduated in 81, and back then, the guy that I was kind of studying on was a teacher over at Mazama, and man, I tried and tried and tried, and I just never could get the Morse code down fast enough.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the point of trying to learn it at any sort of speed. I'm still just learning the letters, and it's been going kind of slow. Just been too busy to really dedicate much time to it. But I've got most of the alphabet down, and then I'll be moving on to numbers. So hopefully it goes smooth.
Well, I wish you well on that. You know, I mean, it's not a bad thing to know. Don't get me wrong. It's just and that was back when I was younger and stuff, trying to remember all that stuff.
Yeah, it is quite the process. I liked at one point when I was studying and stuff, I saw somewhere it said you're essentially learning another language, which I mean, I was like, well, I guess that does make sense, and it helped me kind of put it in perspective too, because I was like, okay, I'll learn it in a couple weeks and I'll be good to go, but it's obviously taken me a lot longer than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, that's a good evaluation of it, you know, like learning it like another language, because essentially that's what it is.
Yeah, there's quite a bit to it, and it kind of put it into perspective for me. It's like, okay, no, this isn't something I'm just going to knock out in a weekend or two.
Right. I get frustrated when I start thinking about the Morse code.
Yeah, it can definitely be frustrating, that's for sure. But yeah, I've mostly decided to try and pick it up for use with the Summits on the Air and Parks on the Air stuff. That's, I think, kind of my main driving factor for learning it.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, taking one of those radios and just hanging a wire out the window and stuff and doing it with like a half a watt or something like that and talk to people all over the world with it.
Yeah, those little radios are pretty cool looking. And I was looking at some of those, and they're extremely cheap. Like, you can buy a kit to build for $15-$20. Seems pretty cool. I don't know if I'll get one. I have another small radio that I already use for my Summit stuff, but those are even smaller and lighter, so who knows? Maybe I'll get one just to tinker with.
Right. Yeah, a lot of these radios aren't as expensive as what it used to be, so, I mean, that's a good thing, but, you know, still and all, it just, you can make it whatever you want to, I guess, and that's the idea behind it.
Yeah, that's for sure. I kind of like any hobby, really. You can go into it as deep as you want. You could spend $100 or you could spend tens of thousands.
Right. And the key word, like you said, is hobby.
Yeah, it's all for fun. It's got its uses for sure, especially in serious situations, but 99% of what I do with it is just for fun.
Right. Yeah. And that's the way I look at it too, you know, and that's what it's designed to be, is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has been. I've been really enjoying it. So many so many little avenues of it too. You can really go down the rabbit hole in a lot of directions with it.
Yeah.